You know, it's an intriguing tie from the point of view, you know, you're going to be looking at two completely different opposing styles of play. We've seen Michaels play defensive, and, you know, to be fair, I was watching St. Michaels last night, Oisin, and I thought they broke at pace and they played very well last night. They were in control of the game from the first minute when Brian McLaughlin put the ball in the back of the net. But what I liked about them last night was the pace they broke with, and in particular the likes of Christy Toy, Anthony Kelly, or Andrew Kelly, should I say, Martin McElhenney, and these guys, they really looked focused and broke out with that ball at pace and created great opportunities for Colm Anthony and the other guys inside. So, you know, they're coming up against the St. Junan's team who really dismissed four masters with, you'd have to say, consummate ease on Saturday evening, and Unions are certainly looking like, you know, a lot of people are beginning to turn their head and look at St. Junan's now, because they've put a couple of big performances in. They look very focused, they look very strong on their jerseys, they look just like a team that's going well at the minute. They have a lovely mix of experience with the likes of Rory and Raff and Conal Dunn, John Harn, mixed with younger fellas like Darren Mulgrew, Connor Park, Connor Morrison, Keelan Ward, all these guys kind of thing, you know. The likes of Connor Gibbons is really stepping up to the plate at a superb game on Saturday evening. So it really does promise to be an intriguing tie, so it does, Oisin.
The other semi-final sees the defending champions Glen Swilly taking on the winners of the replay between Neve Connell and Ardra. I think it's fair to say at this stage, Brendan, it's advantage Glen Swilly, given that the other two sides will have to play an extra game.
You would have to think so, you know, and that, you know, have been down at the game down to Connell Park and Donegal Town on Saturday. It was a tough game, Oisin. Like, you know, both teams really went at it. And as I said, you know, really enjoyable second half, proper championship fare. So they're going to have to slug it out again on Wednesday evening. And obviously, you know, both mentally and physically, that's very draining exercise to go at that again. So, you're right in what you say. Glen Swilly go in with an advantage because, you know, they had a very easy game against Termin yesterday. They were, you know, the result was never in doubt. They won pulling up, I'd say, if they didn't move out of second gear kind of thing. And, you know, they're going to go into this game. They're going to have a couple of chances to look at Glenties. They were all down. They looked at them on Saturday. They're going to get another chance to look at them on Wednesday night in McCool Park. So they will go in with an advantage. The only thing may go against them, they weren't tested this weekend, and, you know, sometimes tough games can bring you on that bit more. So Glen Swilly, you know, they'll be cautious about coming up against either of these two teams. I have to remember Ardra ran them close last year in the semi-final, and they have had some titanic battles with Glenties down through the years. So whoever comes out of that game, you know, it's going to be another cracker on Sunday, so it is. You know, even looking at Glen Swilly and looking at their kick-out policy yesterday, it was like tunnelling all the guys down through the middle and trying to break a guy out to the side, like, you know, and, you know, they won 90% of their kick-outs, so they did yesterday. So, you know, again, a real tie to look forward to, and I suppose it's hard to evaluate until you see who comes through Wednesday night, Oisin.
Just a note on the standard of football in the championship, Brendan. I suppose you have to play what's put in front of you, but we've heard from supporters throughout the week then that the standard could be a wee bit higher, and they haven't been impressed with some of the styles that have been put in show in this championship to date.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard some of the criticism myself, but I think, you know, people sometimes can be too quick to criticise, and I would be one for accentuating the positive, Oisin, from the point of view. You know, yeah, there's a lot of defensive football, but I think, you know, things will open up a bit because, you know, even, you know, I saw that with St. Michael's last night. And, you know, if you look at some superb individual performances too, you go back to Saturday, like the likes of Brick Malloy, Anthony Thompson, Liam McClune, then you had Brendan McNeilis, Paddy McGrath, these type of guys putting in big performances. And again, then Saturday night, you had some great individual performances from primarily on the St. Junan side of things. And you go through yesterday, well, listen, yesterday afternoon, I don't think really Glen Swilly were tested, and Neil Gallagher basically ran the game kind of thing, you know. And last night, then again, superb performance from Colm Anthony, Christy Toy, who I thought was sublime. I thought Andrew Kelly was very good. So there have been some good individual performances. Yeah, it has been a bit niggly at times. It has been a bit defensive at times. And I think that's just a Donegal, just what's creeping through Donegal football at the minute, this defensive system. But teams will have to come out a bit. You're not going to win a championship solely playing defensive football, because at the end of the day, scores on the board are going to count. You may be looking at a couple of low-scoring games again over the weekend. But listen, you know, just because it's not open-flowing football doesn't mean that it's not intense, competitive football, Oisin, either, you know.